There is an idea that a person is supposed to do Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum every single week, to go ahead and to go through the Parsha twice, through the entire Parsha, and once through the Targum, which, as the Gemara says, Targum, which is a reference to the Targum Unkelus. What is the level of obligation? Is this an absolute Chiyuv D'Rabbanon? Is it a nice thing to do? So the Lashna Gemara is Le'olam Yashlim Adam Parshiyosav Matzibur Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum. A person should always make sure to do Shnai Mikra. So that Lashon Le'olam, you should do this, certainly lends itself to the possible interpretation that this is a nice idea, it's proper, but not an absolute obligation over anything if you don't do so. And there are some Rishonim and Achronim who understood this way. Interestingly enough, though, when the Rambam quotes this halacha, he expresses it in the following lashon. He says, "Chayav likros la'atzmo b'chol shavua parshas osa shavua shnai mikra vecha targum." So use the word chayav. So that makes it sound like it's a chayav, like it's an obligation. And that is the lashon that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Reish Peh. So this is still a little bit of a debate amongst the poskim. There are some who assume that it's a proper thing to do, it's a nice thing to do, but you're not over anything if you don't do it. However, many poskim understand that it is a formal chiyuv d'rabbanan. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that even Talmidei Chachamim, who are learning all kinds of other things, and maybe they're not interested in doing Shnayim Mikra, they have to do it just like they're chayiv in any other mitzvah d'rabbanan, they're chayiv in this mitzvah d'rabbanan, and it's part of their chiyuv of Talmud Torah. So just like they're chayiv in mitzvah Talmud Torah like anybody else, so this would be subsumed under their chiyuv. And he just adds in ubefrat bizman hazeh, where he can't exactly say that we're all such great bekiyim in Torah Shebichtav, so this would not be a part of the chiyuv of Talmud Torah that one would be able to cut away. One question that many times people ask is, well, unkelus is may as well be Chinese, how about the English? You know, does that work as Targum? So this question was raised by Tosis on the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Ches. And Tosis said that, the Gemara says Unkelus, what about for people who speak other languages? So Tosis said, no, Unkelus is better, because Unkelus explains some things which are not in the actual Pesukim themselves. It's a translation, but also expands a little bit on the Pesukim. Once in a while, offer a little bit of interpretation, something a little bit extra. So you're supposed to do Unkelus. Now that, presumably that answer assumes that Unkelus actually does explain something for you. If you actually don't understand anything in Unkelus, so then it would seem that this answer of Tosis does not apply. The Rishonim already and the Poskim write that one doesn't have to do Unkelus. One could do, for example, Rashi, Perish Rashi. Shulchan Aruch recommends doing both. But Perish Rashi, so Rashi explains all the Pesukim, and not just explains, but really interprets and adds a great deal. So certainly one could do that. Bizman hazeh, we have great tools for learning Rashi. However, the Taz points out, and the quote in the Mishnah Berurah, that someone who was not able to go through the entire parasha with Rashi, let's say he doesn't understand Rashi, or nowadays when we have great tools, it could take someone sometimes a whole week, literally, straight, so it's impossible for them to go through the entire thing with Rashi. So he says, yeah, you could use a different translation as long as it's founded upon the understandings of Chazal and the way that they interpreted the Pesukim. So, l'chor, for a person for whom Unkelus doesn't do anything and for whom Rashi is very difficult to go through the entire Rashi every single week, it would be allowed, be permitted to use an English, a good English translation, which is based upon traditional understandings of Chumash. And I once asked Rav Lichtenstein this question, and he affirmed that that was the case. What about, let's say, a person is doing Rashi for his Targum, and there are Pesukim where there's no Rashi. You have entire Parshios where there's very little Rashi. So, or you have Pesukim, like in this week's Parsha, the very beginning. You know, Ruvain Shimon Levi Vihuda. It's the same thing in the Chumash and the Unkelus. There's no Rashi, really. So, what is the status of such Pesukim? So, there is a basic question when it says Shnai Mikra, the Echad Targum, what is the role of the Echad Targum? Is the Echad Targum meant to explain what you're learning in the Chumash? In which case, if there's no explanation, if there's no interpretation, so you just read in the Chumash, and that's good enough. You don't need to do anything else. That's fine. No interpretation necessary. Or maybe it's really basically supposed to be you're going over it three times. But one of the times, you do it in the Targum. And this way, you'll understand it a little bit better. You'll add a few things, whatever the case may be. So if that's the case, so when there's no Targum, so then then you'd have to read the pasuk three times. So that is the recommendation of the Mishnah Berurah, that if a person gets to such a pasuk, like at the very beginning of this week's parasha, where there's, let's say, no unkelus or no rashi, but the unkelus is the same as the chumash, so you should read it three times. And in that way, fulfill Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum. Have a wonderful rest of the day. And please remember to stack the chairs.